Junior James Stewart has been quarantining in his parents' house for a year.
It feels like I'm missing out on some stuff, but hopefully I'll be able to do that soon, but it seems like it's so far away still.
Stewart has cystic fibrosis, or CF, a chronic disease that attacks the lungs and digestive system. He goes through medical treatments twice a day, and he can't get within 5 feet of someone else with CF. He says that especially now in the pandemic, he's on high alert.
It's like someone might have CF and someone might have COVID, and I have to worry about both of those. I was kind of hoping that I'd have the vaccine before campus reopened or before I had to go back to campus.
In North Carolina, Stewart and others with disabilities and chronic conditions are placed in group 4 out of 5. They're not scheduled to get their vaccines until March 24th. Some, like Stewart, may have to wait longer due to overwhelmed counties and doctor's offices.
I was told like maybe 6 months ago that like any month now I'll get the vaccine and like people who are at risk will be getting the vaccine, keeping on the pattern of just, okay, next month it'll be, or the next month. And it was pretty frustrating.
The state's vaccine focus was on healthcare workers and those most at risk to help lower COVID numbers immediately. Disabled people were not considered at highest risk. However, on Tuesday, Dr. Mandy Cohen, Secretary of the North Carolina Department of Health, said that the new one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine will increase the numbers of disabled people being vaccinated.
Particularly when they live in more congregate settings, where we spend a lot of time making sure we were protecting folks proactively.
2017 UNC graduate Abby Quinn has spinal muscular atrophy, which impairs her muscles and lung function. She uses an electric wheelchair and requires full-time caregivers to help with her daily activities. She says she's scared of what could happen if she gets sick.
Am I going to die alone in my apartment because I wasn't classified as, you know, necessary to get this vaccine and stuff early enough?
To aid in vaccine distribution, the state moved Group 3's start date from March 10th to March 3rd. Cohen said the state's Group 4 requirements have also been altered for efficiency.
We're also expanding the definition of long-term care, which will also make sure that those with intellectual and developmental disabilities are captured in our vaccinating effort.
Other states like South Carolina have taken action and placed disabled people of all ages in their top priority group. Quinn is encouraging the disabled community to advocate for the same treatment in North Carolina.
We need to show that these individuals with disability are important, that these people's lives do matter, that they are people themselves, and that they deserve to get vaccinated, and they deserve to get vaccinated now.
Dozens of people with ALS have sent a petition to the state government to reconsider the vaccination plan. In Chapel Hill, I'm Elizabeth Wheelis.